During the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, Pakistan and the United States helped train an untold number of Arabs who joined the Afghan Mujahideen to fight the Soviets. After the war, many went home to battle their own regimes or to set up underground political organizations. Throughout the Arab world, they are known as Afghan Arabs, and according to John Cooley, they pose a threat outside Afghanistan to the stability of many Arab nations. Mr. Cooley is author of Unholy War, Afghanistan, America, and International Terrorism. He's on the line with us now. Good morning to you, Mr. Cooley.
Good morning, Susan.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Arab fighters who are loyal to Osama bin Laden, and they've been battling Afghan alliance fighters backed by U.S. warplanes and forces. What will surrender mean to them?
Well, it will depend on what form that surrender takes. If the ones presumably bottled up at Tora Bora Caves now should surrender en masse, there would be an immediate problem of who will take custody of them and where will they go. Many of these Arabs, particularly Algerians, Egyptians, some Saudis, and quite a few others, are under either prison sentences or sentences of death in their own countries and have been for some time. They have been tried in absentia in many cases, and deportation to their home countries, if that happened, would certainly be the end of the road for many of them.
Yeah. Tell us what happened to these Arab fighters after the Soviets pulled out of Afghanistan.
Many of them went home, and again, the picture is different. It's a mosaic. In Algeria, for example, they went home in their hundreds, and I was assured several years ago in Algiers that some of them had come home with their personal arms, and they had set up cells in Algiers and some other Algerian cities, particularly in mosques, and had deeply influenced the mass of young unemployed Algerians, mm-hmm. the generation of fighters who in the 90s have been keeping Algeria in deep ferment.
Mm.
In other countries, they did go underground, and bin Laden's organization helped these people go home in many cases and move. When they had no passports, they would deliver false passports, and they delivered false working papers, or real working papers, if you like, of the bin Laden construction company, which enabled them to move in places like the Sudan, Yemen, and perhaps probably even Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying really, Mr. Cooley, is when this business in Afghanistan is over, these are fighters who will continue making trouble wherever they go.
Yes, because many of them went to Afghanistan, were recruited by missionary organizations that were acting as de facto fronts and recruiting organizations for the CIA and for Pakistani intelligence. And the training that they got, and the fact the education that they got was really only religion, the Quran, and then fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They learned no professions or trades. And when they went home, as one cynical and observant CIA officer told me, what did you expect them to do? Open Sunday schools or bakeries or flower shops? All they knew was fighting and political activity for those with a little more education.
Thank you very much. John Cooley is author of Unholy War, Afghanistan, America, and International Terrorism.